Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Just imagine when you see Carson roaming around the Rose Bowl out there. Roaming around out there, meeting people. He'll have the folders to be able to accept that. But he'll be at the Rose Bowl meeting people as they come in the gate. So that'll be exciting time right there. So look for Carson out there. He's supportive. He's 1890. He's running Sand Hills Global, and obviously he's running Currency at the highest level. 7 weeks of vacation. Think about that. Get on board.
Carson's big time. Do you think he'll be out there in like sandals? What do you think?
We
for
said
a time?
Board shorts. And flip flops.
Flip flops.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And probably if it's, I mean, I know the sun's going to be down when the game starts, but probably shirt off.
I
mean, maybe
to
maybe
can see that.
Probably shirt off. He's very fit.
That. Yeah.
He's very fit.
Showing off.
Yeah.
You know, bragging,
tank top for sure. I bet he does some buys and tries too. Probably does a little bit of arm work before he's at that in the hotel.
I don't know why he would.
Yeah. Do a little, maybe a band workout before he gets out there and meets some people. Thank you.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Randy's back in town from the telethon up there at Midwest Bank when he's raising money for the local Cub Scouts. So he's back
How'd that
in
go,
town.
By the way?
They raised a lot of money like that. Almost $200,000.
Wow.
Yeah, almost $200,000. So that was a big deal.
And, big day. Right?
And also the thing that changed it the most was Randy being up there, because a lot of people just stopped in for autographs and Randy was fine with that. So incredible time. So thank you to Randy for that. But he's back in town. He's back going. So we're ready to go.
All right. Without further ado, it's time for
I'm going to add one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
In case we had some listeners who are a little bit late, it's my incredible wife, Laura's birthday today. And if you could reach out to her, she'd love to hear from you at 402-525-0843. 402-525-0843. Please reach out to her. She is an incredible wife, even better mother. Mom is the word that comes out all the time.
I already did text Laura. She already responded quickly with thank you.
So how about that?
I did. I texted
Laura. That's what she does. That's why, I mean, she talks to her daughters 14 times a day. Mom is still, that's where she makes her hay. So it's incredible. Okay, here we go.
Ready for this?
Here we go. Surprise. You got to do it.
He did the monster mash.
It
was it?
I don't know the worst.
You don't know the worst of Monster Mash?
No.
On with the Flash.
He did the monster mash. Hear the way you make the face you make.
That's the same as Sip, but I tried.
Because Sip goes side.
Yeah.
And you went kind of...
Yeah, I kind of like the sour face.
Yeah, what the sour face was. Sip goes side talk on it when he does it. God, we missed that thing. Oh, man, is there some games.
Epic
games. Tulane at Memphis. Why is this epic? They're both alive for the group of six to get into the playoffs. They think right now that, like, okay, what's going to happen for sure? But they're clearly alive in this thing right now. They think it is Memphis right now that's in. Tulane's in this thing. Guess what else is really big? Both of those coaches are mentioned in every job that's open.
Everyone.
Every job that's open has Summerall and the coach at Memphis. Well, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now.
Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah, they're both mentioned for every job. Every job. Now it's almost like, is who's going to LSU? Another one's going to Auburn. So they are named in everything. Another awesome one, Colorado at West Virginia. West Virginia had a big win, got a chance to get themselves to a bowl game. And I think Colorado right now is beyond fascinating. It's what is going on there. And so it's just, I mean, it's been horrific. They're starting a true freshman quarterback. They made a change at the play caller. Now they've Shermer is no longer
Out.
He's still there, but he's not calling plays anymore. So this is the third coordinator they've had in 3 years. And everyone's watching this close because of, remember what the sidelines were like a year ago, 2 years ago, the celebrities.
I remember that.
I mean, there's nothing. I mean, it's crickets in Boulder. And so it's just interesting how this thing goes. And obviously, will this continue? And that is all based off of health, which we obviously is a big concern. And as for and coaching is so hard. So wishing Coach Prime nothing but the best in health to see what happens here. Maryland Rutgers, epic. Epic battle for us right there at Rutgers. What happens in this one? That's a bus ride game. A lot of traffic to get there.
Can we stop the Locksley fade? Come on, yeah, Mike.
Can the fade stop?
Come on,
Maryland
Mike.
Fades bad.
So
and however you cut it, this is the rivalry game. This is the game. Rutgers and Maryland, those two are like, they came in at the same time.
They did.
They came in at the same time. So this game is a big game. And strangely enough, it's also a recruiting war game. It really is.
Whatever. Somehow.
So here we go. Here's one that's this is probably my favorite game of the week. Duke, who was in line for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They only have one loss in conference, even though they have three losses at that. At UConn, who is sneaky good.
They are.
Moore is doing an unbelievable job right now. So Duke is at UConn. That game will be huge for what UConn can get done and how it can affect. But at the same time, it's a non-conference game. So that means that Duke would still be live even if they lost this game. What is UConn's record? I think they're like 6-2.
They're 6-3. Got to pull it
six
right. 6-3.
6-3. Think about that.
Can I give you one stat real quick, Bill?
Yeah, do it, please.
The quarterback for UConn is Joe Fagnano. Has 22 touchdowns and 0 picks this season.
Zero.
22 zero. Touchdowns and
okay.
0 picks. Just
and no one knows his name.
No.
Not even talking about him.
Joe Fagnano is just shy of 2,600 yards passing, 68% completion, 22 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Is he, what year, Danny? What year
he is? He is a senior.
Oh, he's a senior.
And no one talks about him.
No one talks about him. Because you know, what was the first thing that came to my mind, which is so bad? What was it? Well, if he's a junior, he's getting in the portal.
He's
and
going somewhere
he's
else.
Going place else. I'm not going to play my last game at UConn. Stanford at North Carolina. North Carolina has fell into the schedule. It's just layup after layup. But can they hang on? Because that story's went away, too.
It has.
You don't even hear about North Carolina anymore. It would pick up a lot if they lost to Stanford. How about this one? Tune in to the ACC Network to make sure you can catch live Florida State at Clemson. No one's even talking about it. No one's even talking. They both have losing records.
Both were preseason top 10.
Top 10.
Right? Top 10.
Clemson.
No, I'll tell you about it. FSU was not. FSU climbed the top 10 after the win against Alabama. Sorry.
Yeah. But still, I mean, Clemson was a top 5
team. They were. Yes.
And then no one's even talking about it. It's on the ACC Network is what it's on. That and also in that game, like what happens? Because it's like if Florida State loses that game, there's still talk of what happens with Norvell. I don't believe that Clemson would ever fire Dabo Swinney. But it'd be tough. It'd be a hard deal. How about this one? Florida at Kentucky. Why is it a big game? Well, it's a big game like that. What? Because Florida's not playing well. They fired their coach. They're not playing well. But if they beat Kentucky right there, where's it at with Stoops? That doesn't seem like that. Things have kind of the place will be empty for this. It won't be a big game. And then one of my favorites. It's not as good as Duke at UConn, but San Diego State of Hawaii.
Love that one.
San Diego State of Hawaii. Right now, San Diego State is also alive in the group of six. Also alive in the group of six. What do you got for me, Jake? I see you're looking at something.
Well, I just think that we talk about TV a lot, like networks.
Yes.
There's the CW's got a couple games this weekend.
Who's the CW?
And they actually, they have a night. They have at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Bill. Yeah. When you maybe you're watching Nebraska UCLA.
Could be. I'll go back and forth. Who should I be going
you,
back
to? You should be watching the CW Network because it's 0-8 Sam Houston.
0-8 Sam Houston.
At 2-7 Oregon State.
2-7
on the
Oregon
CW
State.
Network. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com. Use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Rob Akey, a friend of mine, took over to Oregon State and they've won two in a row.
This screams Bill Bush has eyes on me.
So here's what's crazy now is that basically every game is on TV. Every game. Can you imagine that Sam Houston is on TV?
And I'm seeing that San Diego State Hawaii has no coverage TV. At 10
none.
p.m.
They have none. That's crazy talk.
It's a good game.
That's a good game.
That's 7-1 against 6-3.
Yeah, it's a great
football game.
And no one's covering that, but we're going to get some Sam Houston.
We are.
Really, CW?
On the CW.
Come on, One Tree Hill.
You mentioned Bill, Stanford, UNC. That's also on the CW. Belichick's on the CW this weekend.
And here's the best thing. So if you're talking to your team at Sam Houston, you can say this, and it's legit. We have a national audience.
Yep.
It's national TV because it is national. There's no regional coverage anymore.
But
CW can get it anywhere in the world.
But Hawaii can't because they're not on TV.
But we can't get Hawaii. No one will even cover Hawaii. San Jose State, a 6-3 and a 7-1 game. And that'll be a tough win for San Diego State. Huh.
We can't get a crew down there?
Can't get a crew down there for that. Oh, that's some incredible games. So fun to watch, that's for sure.
That is the Monster Mash, which we'll do one more time here.
Do it, Jay.
He did the Monster Mash.
I don't know what this face is that you're doing.
I don't know this part. And the last part. He did the Monster Mash.
Nice job, Jake.
I need to know.
On with the Flash.
I need to know the.
You need to know the word. How did you know the words to Monster Mash? Me and Steve knew it by age 4.
Yeah, you did.
He did. Everyone knew every word to Monster
Mash.
Don't
my generation knows the Monster Mash as well as you guys. I can fix that though. Thank you. That's a Bill's Throw, sponsored by Dinert Contracting. It is time to play the game show,
and
I know
this by myself.
I know. I know you don't like this, Bill, but I always try to help you out when you're by yourself on the game show, especially on a Friday. Today's topic on Film Friday.
Film Friday
is Seinfeld 5.0.
All right, here we go.
Fifth time of doing Seinfeld trivia.
I got a shot at least. I've got a shot. I'll lock up on some names, though.
Brand new questions. I think you. Yeah. I think you will go 4-for-4.
I don't know if that. We'll see.
If you think you can beat Bill in Seinfeld trivia,
what is it? 5.0.
It's our fifth time doing it.
5.0 Seinfeld. Thank you.
4-6-4.
I got a shot. I got
5,
a shot.
5-6-8-5. Good luck, Bill. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Bill in trivia. When it's Sip not here, we call it Good Luck Bill. Because that's what your mom wanted to be called,
yes.
Right?
Yes, she does not like. Yes, she does not like that Shut Up Sipple at all. But whoever wins, if they beat me in this, they can say Shut Up Bill. It's okay. My mom will adjust.
She'll allow that?
Yeah, you have to. All that's right. Part of the deal.
How do you feel about Seinfeld trivia today, Bill? I had to ask you every time.
Well, you never know. I feel pretty good. I send Jake, because Jake didn't grow up in Seinfeld time.
But I did watch a lot of Seinfeld.
So I send him clips and reels that pop up that are... I sent him one the other day that was... We laughed out loud. I mean, it was... Oh, Kramer had some stuff on there that was incredible.
It made me laugh. Noah, how do you feel about Seinfeld trivia today?
Feels decent.
He feels decent, Bill.
Okay, here we go. Noah, how old are you?
45.
Nice. Where are you from?
Lincoln.
Oh, we have a Lincoln
list. Where'd you go to high school?
Well, I went to high school in Gearing, Nebraska, actually, but I live in Lincoln now.
Gearing, how are your grades?
Decent.
Decent. All right, here we go.
Panhandle guy. Like that.
Panhandle. You don't end up in Gearing. You have to be trying to get there.
Yep.
Yes.
You do. All right, Noah. No lifeline for either of you. It's mano a mano.
Yeah, this is where I don't like this.
All right, first question for you, Noah. We'll start with hopefully an easier one. What is Jerry's dad's name in Seinfeld?
Come on.
It's his first name.
Sorry, I'm trying to drive. It's Morty Seinfeld.
Morty.
Yeah,
Morty is correct.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. We've got a special guest. Come on in, Mark, for
a
second.
We're interrupting the show real quick here, the game show.
Okay, that's fine. Mark Manny brought us some new shirts.
That's that. The grappler. The mangler.
Reminder, 6 p.m. Army tonight. Nebraska Army and Wrestling.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you see that hoodie he had on?
I want that hoodie.
That hoodie was...
I would wear that every day of my life.
That was a ridiculous hoodie. And I'm going to get one from him. I'm not asking for free.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, we'll buy it. We're not
give me the price on that
thing. Just give us the price on that. We'd like to get the price.
Okay, 1-0.
40, yes. Okay.
Bill, first question to you. What is the name of Elaine's on-again, off-again boyfriend in Seinfeld?
Oh, come on.
It's Putty.
God. Brilliant. David Putty.
The other day, he had the 8-ball jacket on. Oh, that was so good. 8-ball.
Putty.
Oh, yeah. And as Keith Mantle thought, me and Keith Mantle talked about all the time about that. Got to support the team. That's when he's a face painter. They went to the New Jersey Devils game, and he was painted his face. Putty. He's a used car salesman.
1-1 tie. Back to you for the lead, Noah. What candy does Kramer drop by accident into a surgery procedure in a season 4 episode of Seinfeld?
No Googling.
Junior Mint.
Junior Mint.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That scene is hilarious.
Pops out in
his face.
They're
up like above.
They're above watching.
They're above the surgery looking down.
Junior Mint. He's fell into the...
This is for the tie, Bill, the fourth tiebreaker. What is the name of the never seen but often referenced bizarre and eccentric friend of Kramer?
I think he's got more than one. It's Bob Sacramento.
Brilliant! Bob Sacramento, yeah, that's correct. Yeah. That's close enough on that one. 2-2 time. We're going to the tiebreaker. This would go to Noah, and you'll go over under his
Noah
answer.
Noah said it. Let's go. Here we
Noah,
go.
Noah, Jason Alexander plays the character of George Costanza. How old is Jason Alexander right now?
Ooh, interesting.
Oh, 65.
Over under 65.
Oh, wow, that's good. Here's the, I'm going to say he's 64. I'm going under. Oh, I missed it.
Oh! He is 66 years old. So,
wow. Oh,
hey,
wow.
That was a well-played game.
Wow.
It's a tough L. Nice win for you, Noah. You win bagels.
I knew it was in a year. Didn't know that.
Thanks for calling in, Noah, and calling down the road. Nice win today.
Thank you, Noah. Good win.
Thanks, guys.
Just so you know, Bill, I never, ever, ever, ever tire of the reels you sent me. I watched all of them. I don't always respond, but I watch every single one of them.
And I go back and watch them again. And who wants to have some fun? God, that was so fun the other day, Jake.
If you could ever look at me and Bill's Facebook conversation, it's just really, it's Seinfeld clips and it's King of Queens clips.
It's all it is.
It's mostly Arthur Spooner.
It's always Arthur Spooner that's involved with something Arthur has done.
Clips that we
like, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Have you seen this? Yeah, that's our life. Very simple living.
I like it that way. I'm happy about that. It's great.
Great game show, Jake. You crushed it. Thank you.
You know what? You played well.
We hung in there.
And that was a great guess. 65 was a great guess. He was off by 1 year.
Gosh, dang it.
It's okay. All right. Okay, before we get to break, I'm curious, Bill, the lights last night on your house, what'd you have?
Started out with straight white, was really bright. I was walking Sugar and came back, or whatever it was, as outside anyway. And it was like, wow, that's bright. And then Laura made the change. We nothing but fall right now.
Well,
and we hit fall button every single time. We've not got the default set yet. We don't have the default, meaning that it goes to fall immediately,
yes,
like when it goes dark.
Okay.
We haven't got to that yet, so we just make the adjustment. And but I'm telling you what, right now it's going to go Christmas here pretty quick. We will not go all the way to Thanksgiving with fall. We will make the move here probably Monday to go Christmas.
Monday,
yeah, very Christmassy.
Okay,
yes.
You would join two people in my neighborhood that already have Christmas lights up.
Well, there's a lot of Christmas lights up. Yes,
the halo lights have gone to red and green.
That'll happen.
And I like it. I said, I'm down with that. Way to go.
It'll happen.
You
next
have
week.
Them for a reason.
Yep.
Do you, man. HaloCustomLighting.com or Neiman and Sons. Talk to Josh
McGuire.
He'll hook you up there. When we come back, hour three, we're going to talk UCLA with Fox Sports broadcaster
awesome.
Nick Koop joins us next in hour three on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.